Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turberville on December the 12th on this Monday. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. For a third time in 9 years, Texas A&M did introduce a new head football coach, and Kevin Sumlin donned his maroon jacket and said those things that Aggies like to hear.
For me, having been here before, I have a real understanding and appreciation for the traditions and the history of Texas A&M. And the importance and the tradition of the 12th man in general, but in regards to football. It's a very, very, very special place.
Sumlin was the receivers coach in 2001 for R.C. Slocum, and 4 games deep into the 2002 season, Slocum promoted him to offensive coordinator. One of his receivers then was Terrence Murphy, and T. Murph talked about how Sumlin helped transform him.
If you go back and look at the way we played 2002 Oklahoma game, I mean, that receiving core, the way we did things, and that was in an offense where we wasn't throwing the ball around a lot then. Just the tenacity and the heart we played with, you know, he was our receiver coach, so all you can look back is the body of work that he had when he was here. I mean, he took a guy that never played receiver. I never touched the receiver position. I played quarterback my whole life. And transformed me into one of the top receivers ever in school history. From the offensive line to the guy that played defense, everybody loved Coach Sumlin. He's just a player's coach. You got guys like that, you're going to go out and lay your life on the line for them.
Sumlin will hit the road recruiting for A&M while his old team, the Houston Cougars, and his new team, A&M, go about the business of bowl preparation.
As coaching staffs, you owe it to your players to give them the best chance to win those bowl games, their final games. So the continuity of both staffs will remain in place for both bowl games. I will really kind of assume a lead recruiting role here in the next week or two. We've only got a couple weeks left to talk about some mid-year guys. We will go through the process, really evaluate where we are.
Athletic Director Bill Burns said that while Sumlin's contract has not been stamped approved yet by the Board of Regents, that it calls for a 5-year contract for $2 million a year. You'll hear more from Coach Kevin Sumlin and others coming up the next half hour, and you can hear the entire Kevin Sumlin interview on our website, WTAW.com. Well, it was a double weekend of winning for Aggie basketball. Yesterday in Fort Worth, the 8th-ranked A&M women snapped a 2-game losing streak, beating TCU 68-53. Adora Alanu had a double-double with 15 points and 12 rebounds as the Aggies go to 7-2 for the year. Tyra White also scored 15 points as A&M went out to a 22-9 lead, holding the Frogs scoreless for the first 3.5 minutes of the game. Now, A&M dropped from 8th to 10th in the AP poll that was released today. That reflected the 30-point loss to UConn and the win over the Horned Frogs. The Aggies are back home for the first time in nearly a month when they host Southern Cal next Sunday at 2 o'clock. The Aggie men welcome back Chris Middleton, and he responded big time as he scored 24 points to lead A&M past Louisiana Monroe 67-54 Saturday night at Reed Arena. Middleton had been out since game one with a knee injury. He was happy to be back on the court, as you can imagine.
I felt really good. Just sitting out watching practice for pretty much about 3 weeks. Like, just see where I can help my teammates out and just want to be out there. I mean, it felt good to be actually play a game and game with them.
The 8-1 Aggies take a week off for finals before going on the road to Sunrise, Florida, to take on the Florida Gators in the Orange Bowl Basketball Classic Saturday at 1:30. Syracuse is the third team to sit atop the AP basketball poll this season. The Orange flip-flopped with Kentucky, which falls to number 3 after suffering its first loss of the season to then unranked and now number 18 Indiana. Ohio State remains second after its first loss of the season at Kansas, which moves up a spot to number 12. A&M is 22nd now in both the AP and the coaches poll. A Southwest Ohio prosecutor is considering criminal charges in the aftermath of a brawl at the end of the Cincinnati Xavier basketball game Saturday. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieter said in a statement that his office will review the fight to determine whether any charges are appropriate. Each team suspended 4 players after their annual crosstown shootout basketball game that ended in a melee. Cincinnati's Yancey Gates, who managed to land punches on 2 different opponents, got the longest suspension. He'll sit out just 6 games. Referees ended the contest with 9 seconds left. 8th-ranked Xavier won the game on its home court. School officials and coaches have offered apologies and expressed embarrassment. The Houston Texans are going to the playoffs, and what a game it was. Houston beat Cincinnati 20-19 on a 6-yard TD pass by rookie T.J. Yates. this.
Yates gets the snap. Looking to his right, throws over the middle. Caught! Touchdown, Houston! Kevin Walter with the TD reception. 2 seconds to go. The Texans can take the lead with the extra point.
Texans sit at 10-3 following a seventh straight win, and they win the AFC South. Gary Kubiak.
I think we've had one losing season in the last 5 years here. You know, and that's hard to do in this league, but we couldn't get over the hump. And but we kept battling. You know, we refused to let adversity take us the other way.
As good as the end was for the Texans, it was just as bad for the Dallas Cowboys last night. The New York Giants scored 2 touchdowns in the last 3.5 minutes, and they beat the Cowboys 37-34 when the Cowboys' game-tying field goal attempt was blocked on the final play of the game. A couple of NFL also-rans will meet in Week 14's finale on Monday Night Football. The 5-7 Seahawks going against the 2-10 Rams. Ought to be exciting. And that's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.